Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasre Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. Hello, everyone. It's Osasre.
Hi, everyone. It's Amadi.
Hi, everyone. It's Annie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Faye.
Hey, guys. I'm Nining.
And you are listening to
5 Minutes About God. Woo!
Hi, everyone. It's Future Osasre here. Yes, my voice is sounding a little different. I'm not feeling the best, but it's okay. All right? Just pray for me. That's it. I'll feel better very soon. This episode is a special episode. This episode is going to be a highlights episode where you'll listen to some of the best highlights of the series. There's so many. They're copious. But I just wanted to give you guys a little snippet and you know, incentivize you to listen to the rest. If you don't, me, I won't come for you. It's okay. But I would encourage you to listen to the rest of the series as well. I still hope you really enjoy this shorter episode and that I'll be able to see you next time. Enjoy!
Come to Jesus and say, you know, we healed people in your name, we delivered people in your name, we cast out demons in your name. And what did Jesus say? He said, I knew you not. How will you do all the miracles? And Jesus says, I knew you not. If someone knows you, they know that you've been able to find the secret place. They commune frequently with you. Their spirit is one with you. You walk in alignment with them. There's no way that they will say they don't know you.
When God says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you, draw near to me is not something that is instant. Draw near to me is a journey.
God really wants us to seek him out. And I think that is why he's not always speaking. He wants to be sure that you really want to hear his voice.
There are some things that you have to forget as a Christian as well, intentionally.
We think that the outside perimeter is better than what's on the inside. We think that God is holding something from us when he's actually protecting us from other things.
Yeah. Like people, people's opinions.
Yeah, and I was like, God, is it me?
Am I the problem?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about this specific tree that God had blocked them off. If they had gone to eat that fruits from the tree of life, because now we know that man had fallen at this point, man was in sin, man would have become immortal. And the promise that we have in Jesus, for Jesus to give us eternal life, would not have been able to access it if man had eaten that tree of life.
Now the point of emphasis says you are not your own. Another version says you do not belong to yourselves. And when we become born again, part of our understanding, which some people might struggle with, but is the truth, is that you no longer live life for yourself anymore. You now begin to live for Christ. And part of that then means that you have to pause at every single point in time to always go ask God.
We need to wait on God to have the privilege of hearing his voice.
It's so easy to fall victim to the wrong things or hearing the wrong thing and attributing it to God. And it's sometimes it comes from a good place of believing that, you know, God is with me. God is walking with me. God is going before me. He's always by my side. But what you're hearing might actually not be God. It might be your mind or your emotions or your whatever that is leading you in this astray.
Something very profound about like just believing is this the same way when you got converted to Christ, the same way he said, you know, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. That same level of faith is what you need for everything in life.
So most people know this scripture as the scripture, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the issue with the world's interpretation, and sadly a great chunk of believers, is the first four words of that scripture. I can do anything. We are so stuck on this word that it's actually become a stronghold. Newsflash, you cannot do everything.
And that when he does speak, you're not going to take his words for granted.
Because when we know God, when we hear his voice, we know that it is from God. We have that discerning ability to know that, okay, this is from God. And how were we able to build that discernment? By staying in that space where we are becoming more intimate with him. We are building our relationship to know more of him.
I found like sometimes even just reading the Bible became so just routine to say that I did it.
And as the same way Mary's able to hold on to the revealed Christ that was right in front of her, she got to see God clearly and understand the need for intimacy. And so although Mary wasn't necessarily serving at that point in time, what she was doing was allowing her personal relationship with God to transfer into her service.
We have the word of God, but if you want a specific word, because the word of God is general for the most part, right? The word of God cannot tell you, John and James, they say they like me, oh, ha, God, I think I like them both, Jesus, which one do I go for? You know, it's not, you're not gonna see the answers to those specific questions. However, if you want specific words, you're going to have to show God that you're not here to play.
We serve a God of boundaries. So I'm just thinking in this sense that God's boundaries are for a reason. Even after these people had like made a mistake and like gone past one boundary, God was still working to protect them. God's boundaries are there to protect us. Even though it might not feel like it, he's protecting us from things, because life is just not now. Life is not just satisfying your desires now. Life is not just instant gratification. Life is so much more.
He could hear God. It's not that he had a problem hearing God. It was that the word of the Lord had not yet come. And when it came, he was able to document that moment.
My decisions, my actions, my speech, I dedicate it to you. So therefore, I am your vessel. Let it be you guiding me through everything, my decisions, my actions. Let it be your own words that fill my mouth to edify at all points in time. And so once you have that baseline foundation of the fact that I'm not living life for myself, you always tether yourself back or anchor yourself back to God in such a way that you have that foundation.
To me, I realized that what really matters in the grand scheme of things is eternity. Like everything we're doing here, you know, I'm there, this one day, or going to church, like growing up, starting a family, like if you really think about it, like if you really get deep into the faith, it is so minuscule in the grand scheme of things. And that's something I came to realize.
I think he said something like, your eternity is secure, but your destiny might not be. So what you do on earth, the legacy that you live for your children, the legacy that you live for people to come, if by God's grace, if we have that allowance, it determines on your actions. God will love you, you'll get to heaven, but whether you are a millionaire and you can provide for your kids depend on if you're stewarding your finances now at 20.
You take some time to be quiet. You pray, oh, but sometimes be quiet. Listen.
To ask for forgiveness for something that happened 2 years ago, and then you're coming, and then like it's a constant oppression on you, like you are constantly asking for forgiveness because you believe in your heart of hearts that you are not forgiven. You have to come again to that place to ask God for mercy.
Honestly, I would have my roles in church and then I'll come back. I was not studying my Bible, I was not praying, or even if I was studying my Bible, I was doing it in such a way that there really was like little love being put into these things. Like I was...
We confuse hearing from God with having the wisdom of God. Total forgiveness. There is nothing I can ever do that would give me righteousness, that would give me extra righteousness, because I am not in the capacity to do that, because Jesus has already been placed to do that.
Take that time to get to know the God that we serve. Like we should take that time to develop a relationship with him, to be intimate with him. Like...
I fell sick, or let's say I did something wrong and I lost my job because of it. You might think, oh, God doesn't love me, or God doesn't care about me. Why did he took my job away because I did this? But like thinking about that scripture now, it helped me realize that it's not necessarily the case, right?
By faith in Christ Jesus, righteousness has already been given to us. You are establishing your righteousness, you are establishing your forgiveness based on you. And we know that the righteousness of man is like a filthy rag.
There are consequences for our actions, but this is where God's love comes back in again, right? Because he's so loving that despite that action that you've taken and the consequence that you're now suffering. He loves you so much that he will provide a way out.
We live in a world where we say we can do anything, we can try anything, and then we run back to God because after trying all of that, we realize that it never satiated us in the first place.
God to have given me the opportunity to attain eternity with him for 99% of it. Who am I to complain that I didn't get the job because of this certain consequence, certain thing that I did, or complain that I faced the consequence for this action? If God was to judge me for the sins that I've committed, in a way, I'm spending time in eternity with him, right? So
the devil has a new tactic that he's using to catch Christians, using to catch people nowadays. And what's that tactic? You're just busy.
So hey, don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I pray that you learned something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go, live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors.